You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I watch every person in the world place their love from the womb to the casket in morning coffees and washing baskets. Let's collect them. Let's collect, collect it, let's collect it. And when they're on the way to school,
Darling, with the wonderful track Laundromat. Kia ora, Lucas. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to chat with you. You've been up to some very exciting things recently. We're super stoked to see you on the Others Way lineup, which I was saying earlier in the show is only a month away, really, which is crazy to think that December is that close. But that's exciting because it is a hugely stacked lineup. Are you looking forward to coming these ways?
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never been to Others Way. And I've never really done a festival. I did a nostalgia festival like years ago on this tiny stage. But, yeah, that'll be fun.
It's going to be really fun. I'm surprised you haven't done a festival, Lucas, because you're such an amazing performer. And I'm very excited that we can offer one of your first sort of experiences of it at the Others Way, because it's such a joyful evening. It really is one of the most fun music nights of the year, sort of madly running up and down K Road trying to get to as many gigs as possible. I always have a wish list that's way bigger than my actual ability to move with speed up and down K Road.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm kind of interested to see, because I'm just playing solo, so it'll be kind of a quite a quiet, intimate sort of set.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyone you're excited to see that's on that lineup? There's been some pretty special names from across the country and overseas added recently.
I'm really excited to see Mary Lattimore. I was like, yes. Shocked to see her on the lineup. Although it's so random.
It's the best kind of surprise.
I love her records. Yeah, I really love her albums. So I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah, it'll be a really special one. There's also a lot of great locals. For anyone who needs a reminding of some of the amazing artists who are playing, we've also got some incredible support from people like Pachi Man, who's also coming over from the States, and Molly Lewis, world famous whistler, which I'm very excited about. I've been really...
I only just found out about that person like a week ago.
Lucas, you got to get into it.
Is that,
like,
is that
very
on Molly
brand.
Lewis?
Yeah, Molly Lewis.
I saw the light. I didn't make the connection with it. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking this is a bit of you, definitely in the Pickle Darling world. But you've been very, very busy, Lucas. You've just released a really beautiful cover of Brand New Colony with the Beths. This is part of the Sub Pop Singles Club. What was the process for making this song? It's a pretty special thing to be part of.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like I'm just as shocked as everyone else when it came out. Because I found out, it was such a crazy thing. I was just going for a walk, and then I got a message from Liz, basically saying, because the Beths are on tour with the postal service and death cab. So then I got a message from Liz that was like, we've been asked to do this cover of the postal service song for Sub Pop to put out.
Wow.
We have like a 1 week deadline. and we are busy touring with The National at the moment, but we don't want to say no to this.
Oh so my God.
They asked if I could like help out. Because I also know I'm a big postal service fan. So yeah, we had like kind of a week. I feel like I essentially had 2 days to do my part of it. So I kind of like canceled all my plans and just went straight home. And they recorded a bunch of stems and like, I'm pretty sure they recorded a bunch of stuff in like hotel rooms and then quickly sent it over to me. And it already sounded amazing.
That's so good. I like the idea of Jonathan's portable recording studio being part of the process of creating this track.
Yeah, it sounded amazing what the sent to me. So then, and then Jonathan was like, I was obviously quite intimidated by the project and also doing something with the Bets who are like, you know, like amazing. But Jonathan was amazing. He just said like, honestly, do whatever you want to it. Like, you can delete everything on it. You can add whatever you want to it. You can destroy it. You can just do whatever you want. Just make it into a Pickle Darling thing.
That's so cool. Like,
that's kind of what I did. Yeah.
It's really beautiful. And I think it is like a joy for fans of both your music and the Beths, let alone, you know, Postal Service fans, to see you guys collaborating together in this way, because you have very different sounds, but there's a lot of shared like language between the type of music that you're making. And I think that it made a lot of sense to see you both on this track together, even though I know the process was like a little bit chaotic in the best way. What were you recording on? Were you just at home doing yours, or how did you pull it together?
For me, it was just the same as how I'm always recording. I've just got my laptop and my mic in my room, and I just kind of sat at home and just like got out all my instruments and just tried everything. And I think because it was such a rush to do it, there was like maybe I could have done some better takes or a better vocal take or whatever, but also because you have to do it in such a rush, you have to burn through more ideas a lot quicker than you normally would. So I think it was like, oh, I'll tinker away at something for an hour and then be like, okay, this isn't working, I've just got to start again. And I would just keep doing that. I would get rid of parts and, And then once I was on a kind of, on a roll with some of like the instrumentation and stuff, then I was like, okay, yeah, like this is working.
Yeah.
But no, it's fun. I think it's like I think it was like quite good for me to like have urgency again, because I normally just, you know, before that, over the last few years, I've just had like no deadlines for anything.
it's quite good to give yourself time to hand in your homework, but when the deadline is like, you've got like 3 days to sort this out, and obviously a very big audience as well, because the Sub Pop Singles Club is legendary at this point, and to be part of that is pretty special. You're of course on the other side of your 7 inches, none other than Car Seat Headrest, which is also very cool as well. It must be a pretty surreal but fun experience to be part of a project like this.
Yeah, I think it's surreal. I still feel like I'm like, oh yeah, I feel a bit out of place on it.
That's just like, your imposter syndrome talking, Lucas. You make a lot of sense on there to everyone else.
Yeah, I hope people like it. Yeah. Well,
We certainly do. We're going to spin it now, Lucas, but can't wait to see you up here for The Others Way on the 1st of December. That is Friday. People can grab tickets from either Under the Radar, or they can pop into Flying Out and buy one in real life, which is a very fun way to support your local record store too, which you would know all about, supporting local record stores, eh, Lucas?
Yeah, I would.
Wearing your other hats. Hey, thank you so much for speaking with us, and congrats on this very cool single with the Beths. This is Brand New Colony. You're on 95BFM. We'll see you soon, Lucas.
See you later.
grapes fermented, bottled and served with a table set in my finest suit, like a perfect gentleman. I'll be the fire escape that's bolted to the ancient brick, where you will sit and contemplate your day. On the brink, I'll be the phonograph that plays your favorite albums back as you're lying there, drifting off to sleep. I'll be the platform shoes and do what heredity's done to you. You won't have to strain to look into my eyes. I'll be your Windsor coat, buttons up straight to the throat with the collar up so you won't catch a cold.
Is The Beths and Pickle Darling doing Postal Service's track Brand New Colony for the Sub Pop Singles Club, which is extremely cool and very nice to chat to Lucas about as well. I do love the idea of Lucas in their bedroom recording and The Beths in their hotel room using John's little portable recording studio setup to record. It feels like the right sort of combo of vibes for that track. You can catch Pickle Darling at the Others Way Festival, which is going to be very exciting. If you haven't got a ticket, get one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.